This is 23-year-old Daniel Foster. He's articulate, musically talented, and academically bright. But in the past 5 years, he's dropped out of two universities and has experienced two nervous breakdowns. He tries to control every aspect of his mother Mary's life. He's also become extremely violent to her, his father Peter, and his younger brother Ben. 2 months ago, he punched and shook his mother, smashed furniture in the living room, and cut himself with a kitchen knife. His parents have asked the police to remove their son from the family home several times. Daniel is the human face of a disturbing statistic revealed last week that hospital admissions for mental health problems have risen by an alarming 40% since the government first proposed to downgrade cannabis from a Class B drug to Class C. Last year, 490 patients were admitted to hospital as a result of excessive use of cannabis. And recent studies claim a strong link between teenage cannabis use and schizophrenia in later adult life. Much of the alarm is due to the fact that the drug is now far more potent than it once was, with a far higher concentration of active ingredient, THC, in today's skunk.